That sounded so much better on this.
That's so gross.
No, it's good. It's all dry. Ready? Ready?
That was unbelievable.
Yep.
That one sounded like a chainsaw. Yeah. The first one sounded like a fucking motorcycle. That's so fucking weird.
And it's all dry.
We could do the mythical creature bracket
from
Barstool that I yoinked.
Not for that.
Okay. It was a bracket form. I don't really care about the bracket, but the first matchup is dragons versus the Kraken.
Is it what we like more or what would win?
The best one. I don't know. We can do whatever we want with it.
What was the lineup again? I definitely spaced out when you told it to me.
It's been 30 seconds.
Dragons, they can go in more places than the ocean.
Are we talking the Kraken from like Wrath of the Titans with you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Not like the octopus, but
yeah.
See if these is Krakens, but no dragons.
Well, here's what I'll say.
Yeah.
I don't see how a dragon could light, you know, they can breathe fire. How are you gonna light up a Kraken if it's in the water? But a Kraken could just reach out, grab a dragon and just drag it under.
Which one would you rather have as a pet?
Kraken. Dragon. I think Kraken would be fucking sick.
No,
can't breathe underwater. You're not gonna hang out with it. I could fly around with a dragon.
I can't do anything with it.
Yeah, but you would have an oceanic protector the whole time.
I can go surfing
safely.
It's like
I don't know how to surf.
Ask the Kraken for a wave.
Just slap your tentacle on the water.
No, dragon's pretty cool.
Yeah, we'll go dragon.
Yeah, that's fine. I want to see if there's anything.
Yeah.
Vampires or centaurs? If it's Grover.
Centaurs are so cool.
I like Grover.
Even the ones in Harry Potter.
And Narnia.
Mm-hmm. Is centaur...
Half horse, half dude.
Half horse? Okay.
Yeah. Wait.
Because I thought it was... Because there's goat, too. Which one's
goat? Minotaur.
That's the fucking bull dude.
Mm-hmm. That's the matador. El Matador.
That's Ilya Taporia. No, the Minotaur is that big ball... The bull dude in Percy Jackson, they're charging through the woods.
Oh, that was sick.
That's a Minotaur.
When he has the pen, it clicks it, and it turns
into a sword. I wanted that so bad.
That's such a dope scene. That movie's awesome.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
It is.
Oh, it's so fun. It's fun. It's brutal. Logan Lerman's way too good of an actor to do that.
That was Logan Lerman?
Lerman. Percy Jackson is Logan Lerman. I wish there was a Beef Coon on this list, but there isn't. Shout out Bacon. Spencer Shea.
You rule the day.
You'll rule the day, Carly Shea.
I'm just going to go through random... The Yeti or a leprechaun? Dumb.
What?
Yeti?
The Yeti from fucking Monsters, Inc. Goated.
I like that video of the Yeti.
Snow cone?
Werewolves or zombies? Werewolves are always like, name one cool werewolf from a movie.
Jacob.
Taylor Lautner.
No, they're all stupid. I'm talking about like a good movie.
Twilight is a good movie.
The door's over there.
You've ever seen the show, My Babysitter's a Vampire?
Fire. Vanessa Morgan, smoke.
There's one on there.
Dude, those fucking...
Hawk horse.
Those videos literally. Of like the deep sea of mermaids existing are so funny to me. Because one, they don't.
One, two, like sirens.
Yeah. Like they edit the videos and like make money off it. It's so stupid.
And then moms on Facebook repost it.
Yeah. Did you see the siren? Do you imagine seeing a siren though in the ocean?
And no one believes you.
I would legit just be like, oh, cool. Anyway, let's go.
Yeah, time to go.
Let's go the other way.
Start the car.
Drive off the boat.
I always think of a mermaid or siren or something to be from like Harry Potter, the fourth one, where he's swimming with them. Yeah, like green.
Yeah.
They were scary in that fourth one.
Yeah, the movie was terrifying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was like the first movie where there's real problems. Not true, but like...
Not even close to true, but yeah.
No, but like you get a sense of like everything's actually trying to
kill
you.
Well, Voldemort spawned.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
And
they threw him in that boiling water, which
they got his reboot card.
Yeah, and they
it really sucks that they just brought Cedric on.
You're ruining it!
You're ruining it!
You haven't seen Christmas Vacation?
No, I have, but I don't really fuck with it as much as I think everyone else does.
Huh?
The only Christmas movie I love is It's a Wonderful Life, but it's pretty basic. So it's just whatever.
Go live in your fucking
I can't say I've watched that in a long time.
No, it's a really good movie. It's just Christmas Vacation is fucking hilarious.
Christmas Vacation is the light classic that you watch every year.
More than once, too.
Yep.
A little full, a lot of sap. What we were...
We were doing the bracket.
No. What, I know, but like, what was the last thing?
And then you asked us which one we'd rather be.
Yeah, which one would you rather be?
Vampire.
I'd be a dragon.
Actually.
Oh, yeah. No.
I want to fly, dude, so bad.
You definitely rule the world if you're a dragon.
Matt, do you imagine you see a dragon flying above you?
You can't really, play video games now, can ya?
You are the video game.
Yeah, you can't. Right.
Have you seen Skyrim?
Yeah.
Have you seen Aragorn? You got to find like your human.
Oh, How to Train Your Dragon. I'd have to bond with a human.
I don't have to.
Okay, that's fine.
You can go solo.
What a good movie.
All three are good.
Yeah. Live action coming out. Looks really interesting.
Yep. Who's the actor?
I don't remember.
Is this the voice actor? That'd be really weird.
No. Okay. Because he's like 40s.
Well, he's also Sorcerer's Apprentice, so.
Toothless.
Yeah.
That is one movie poster I want. Like a 70-inch movie poster of Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Just cuz.
Of just a Teresa Palmer, too. Okay. Do you want to do the headline thing?
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
A while back we did something where I wrote a bunch of headlines, fake headlines, and then like made them up, and then I found real headlines and I had the boys guess which ones were real and which ones were made up by me. So we're going to do that again. So I'm not going to tell you the number actually. This is just so you can't put two and two together. But we'll start with this one.
That kid is going to be so out of pocket.
Mud, this is the headline. Mud, beer, and cash. Annual wife carrying championship attracts competitive couples to Maine. This is the description. An annual event involving dirt, beer, and cash once again drew dozens of eager competitors to a ski resort in Maine on Saturday. More than 30 couples competed in a North American wife carrying championship with a 278-yard race during which contestants splash through water, leap over logs, and trudge through mud, all while carrying their partners like a sack of potatoes.
This is true.
So here's... Okay, let's think about this. First of all, he's really good at these. 278 yards.
It is a really weird number.
Shut the fuck up. 210 yards.
500. Okay.
This is true.
In Maine, though? They're weird in Maine?
I don't know about Maine.
Why do you believe it's true?
Seen some clips on the internet.
Oh.
You've seen this on the internet?
I've seen like wife carrying competitions. I just don't know.
Oh, I believe it. I've seen his For You page.
It's wicked. I'm down with true, but like, is Maine really weird?
Maybe.
Dairy is Pennywise. Yeah. That's in Maine. Yeah. Right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Got a cousin in Nantucket right now.
True.
It is true.
Nice. One for one.
Headline, Alabama, was he sweaty?
Yeah.
I've been sweating since we got back, so.
Alabama cop arrested at his retirement party. Shale Porter, age 55.
I hate you so much.
What?
It's just so descriptive if it's fake. It's just so good.
Continue. Okay.
Shale Porter, age 55, has been a deputy of Whitesburg, Alabama, which is nuts.
Well, what's your name? Sorry. What's her name?
It's a person. It's a guy. His name is Shale Porter.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Go.
And the deputy of Whitesburg, Alabama, which is a crazy name for a town.
Let's change that.
For over 25 years. He served his county well until a lapse in judgment would land him in jail he put numerous criminals in himself. To celebrate his retirement, Whitesburg County cops hosted a party at the local theater to give Porter a chance to say farewell. It was at the theater where Porter decided to put weed, cocaine, and, quote, local Latinas on his rider backstage. Although claiming it was a joke, Porter has since been arrested for intent to acquire illegal drugs and substances.
If you made this up.
That's
this
is, so good, dude.
So many random things in
it's,
one spot.
It's so stupid. I think the tone of it sounds like he made it. But then again,
you'd have to think somewhere something like this
you
has
think,
happened.
You think Whitesburg, Alabama is a real place and you just make it up?
It's got to be a real place.
They were pretty racially wrong for a while there, so probably they'd make a town named Whitesburg.
Yeah, they're part of the origin of things here. I'm going to say it's fake.
I'm going with fake too.
Yeah, it's fake.
Yes. Local. Yeah. Same as you said local Latinas, I'm like, nah. Damn it. That was good, though.
Got bold with the Latina part, yeah.
Headline.
Two for two, by the way.
Jamie Lee Coitus,
So Jamie Lee Curtis?
Jamie Lee Coitus? Actress turned sex genius. Description.
You're ruining it!
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Hey! What are you doing? What are you doing? You're ruining it!
You stopped.
We're good. We're good. Yeah, okay. Right.
Headline: Jamie Lee Coitus, actress turned sex genius. Description: Actress Jamie Lee Curtis, best known for her roles in Freaky Friday and the Halloween franchise, has taken a new route in her professional career. During her four-year-long break from acting, Curtis found interest in the study of sex and attraction. She decided to attend Boyer University in Westchester, New York, and got her degree in sex education. Her new book, The Law of Lust, details how to have the best experience in the bedroom, how to spice things up properly, and explains exactly what women want when doing the deed. Pick up her new book coming out on Valentine's Day 2025.
Okay, first of all, I think I heard that story, so I think it might be true.
It might be true.
The fact that her nickname is Jamie Lee Coitus is fucking hilarious.
Why? This is the first time I've ever heard that. What is that?
Jamie Coitus?
Yes.
Coitus is like the scientific word for like intercourse.
You've never heard of the word coitus?
Oh.
Wait, no. Coitus?
Is sex.
No, I'm thinking of cunnilingus. Cunnilingus
that's,
is
yeah. eating stuff. Of, yeah. No. No, coitus is the sexual, scientific word for sex.
Yeah, oh,
sex.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
So Jamie Lee Coitus.
Watched a lot of Big Bang Theory and he said it all the time. But yeah, that's a funny name.
That sounds pretty true.
I think that's true. I thought I heard about that.
I don't know.
If it's not true and he made up Jamie Lee Coitus, fire.
I think her and Gwyneth Paltrow would get along quite well.
Yeah, they'd be homies. Can't believe she did that, by the way.
No. When, and people bought it.
You know what's funny?
What?
For content?
I'd buy it.
I'd buy it.
For, we have to.
Just to see what like what's going on. Like, that's there's no so way. Nuts. It's got to be fake. There's no way.
Oh, you said nuts? I thought you said that'd be so nice is what I thought you just said.
Yeah, nice fall smell. Nice fall candle.
Like, what would it?
That's a springtime flavor.
No way it would be like scent. Straight out of or...
You know what's crazy? By someone judge. Had to take samples or her submit samples and they're like, okay, let's put these together
and get, make to it get wax. Smell.
Yeah.
Like what? No way. I think it was fake. True.
Yeah, I'm gonna go true.
It's fake.
No.
You
way.
Made up Jamie Lee Coitus?
I made up Jamie Lee Coitus.
That's fire. Insane. I thought I heard somebody so doing that though. Maybe I Mandela.
That's crazy.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Believable. Yeah. So yeah.
Next one. Headline. German police say pizza order number 40 came with a side of cocaine. Headline. German police busted a pizzeria in western city of Dusseldorf that also served a side order of cocaine when customers asked for the item number 40 on the menu. Police were first tipped off by suspicious food inspectors in March. When drug squad officers began observing the restaurant, they soon discovered why pizza number 40 was so popular. It came with complimentary Coke. That was hard to say. When police buzzed the apartment of the pizzeria manager, the 36-year-old allegedly threw a bag of drugs out of the window, which fell right into the arms of the police officers. The manager was arrested with 3.5 pounds of cocaine in his apartment.
Pounds? That's true. I'm going true
because you're struggling reading it.
It is true.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I can't read. I can't read.
I'm going true because... Blending. That seems like something that would actually happen.
That's crazy. Pounds?
That's a lot.
Pounds.
Having a good time, though.
To be fair, they do usually measure in kilos.
Facts. Oh, true. So. All right, next one. Woman forced to leave after 100 raccoons invade house demanding food.
Hold on. That's terrifying. Continue.
No, I would love that. I love raccoons. Continue.
Okay. Sheriff deputies in Washington's Kiskap County frequently get calls about animals. But the 911 call they received recently from a woman being hounded by dozens of raccoons swarming her house near Paulsbo stood out. The woman reportedly had to flee her property after 50 to 100 raccoons descended upon it and were acting aggressively, said Kevin McCarty. A spokesperson for the sheriff's office... Oh, Kevin McCarty is this person for the sheriff's office.
Thank you.
She told deputies she started feeding a family of raccoons decades ago, and it was fine until about 6 weeks earlier when the number showing went up to 100.
Okay, I want this to be true.
I did too, but the one thing that makes me think it's false is the feeding them decades ago, and then that only changed within the last like 6 weeks.
Oh, you're thinking about the nature part of it. Yeah. I'm thinking about raccoons won't do that.
No, they do. There's this guy.
Hundreds?
Yes, there's this guy on YouTube or whatever that live streams him feeding hordes of raccoons hot dogs on his porch.
Maybe it's the same.
Hmm.
You want to go true with this? I think it's bullshit.
I think it's false.
It is real. And I actually have a video as soon as this ad goes.
Do they make sounds?
That's a sick video. A
lot of raccoons. Fuck it. Fuck yeah, the video. Okay, a lot of raccoons. But
that's
real.
That's terrifying. Crazy. I don't like that. My dog almost killed a raccoon.
Emily.
Yeah, we let her out, and it was in like Kentucky, and it was in like the fence area. The raccoon. Emmy, dude. 80-pound black lab.
Yeah.
Ran at it, and it was like toppling over it, just going to town on this thing.
Jesus.
The raccoon like scratched her once on like her chest, but that was it.
Damn.
Almost killed the raccoon or did?
Almost. There was blood of the raccoon and fur hair, but it got away.
Mm. Alrighty. Next one.
Boy.
Hug it out. Okay. Headline. Hug it out, but make it quick. New Zealand airport sets time limit on goodbyes. Emotional farewells are a common sight at airports, but travelers leaving the New Zealand city of Dunedin will have to be quick. A new 3-minute time limit on goodbye hugs in the airport drop-off area is intended to prevent lingering cuddles from causing traffic jams. Max hug time 3-minute signs are posted all throughout the terminal. Adding to that, those seeking, quote, fonder farewells should head to the airport's parking instead.
So I kind of like that.
That is something that an airport would definitely do.
3 minutes is a long time to say goodbye to somebody, though.
It is. Because, like, well, also in every movie, right, it's they hug it out, have a deep conversation. Like Michael Scott and Pam.
That was different.
Or like Kendall and Joe in Big Time Rush.
Yeah. So it's stuff like that.
Make it count.
What do you think? What do you think?
New Zealand, I can totally see them doing that. But it's also super random.
Also really nice, though.
That sounds like a time limit he made up. I'll go with false.
I'll go true.
It's false. It's true. Sorry. I don't know why I almost said it was false. Headline, do you have what it takes to ride the giraffe?
Oh, boy.
If you consider yourself a cowboy and you want to test your rodeo skills, be sure to attend the Clarus County Fair in Northern Texas. There, you can register for $45 plus safety waivers to see how long you can last riding on a giraffe's back. Yes, just like cowboys do with bulls. If you can last a full 30 seconds on the giraffe's back, you get $5,000 and a bronze statue of you on the giraffe in the front of the Clarus City Hall. Approved by police with EMTs on standby. What's stopping you from testing your rodeo abilities?
Sign me up.
That would be so cool.
I would so do that. A giraffe?
Would it be like a rowdy giraffe, do you think?
It'd be swing its neck and knock you out, though. I think this is false, but I really want it to be true.
Yeah,
I'm
in the same boat.
It's false.
Yeah.
I don't think they could sanction that, but
definitely not.
That was good. That was good.
Where was the setting? Where would it take place? Did you make up?
Clarus County Fair in Northern Texas. Clarus County.
Is that fake?
Yeah, it's fake. I have no idea. brother, sister, Bonnie, Clyde. Siblings steal thousands in heist. Are you and your siblings close? Would you rob a train with them if they asked you? Jamie Kahn, age 24, and his younger sister, Chelsea Kahn, age 22, were arrested for burglary and assault, including the robbery of corner stores, grocery stores, and a train carrying produce to Fort Reynolds, Arkansas. Getting away with over $500,000 at the end of their reign, including 4 whole boars, pigs, from Madagascar, ready for the markets.
I want to rob a robbing a train, sick.
Yeah, but if they're robbing, do they really steal 2 boars?
Four boars.
No. I think this is bullshit. But dude, robbing a train, it was so cool.
Yeah.
Imagine back in the day, you're a cowboy riding a horse to rob a train.
Imagine you're running on the top of the train.
Yeah. Jumping between cars.
Yeah.
Or is it like a robbery, but like a Breaking Bad? You haven't seen that when they robbed the train. They stopped the train and robbed it. But what are their names? Khan, Jamie Khan, and Chelsea Khan.
Yeah.
I'm going to go false because they are Khans and their last name is Khan.
It is false. And I didn't even think of that. That's funny, though.
No, it's, yeah. Dude, I want to rob a train. Well,
what was the name? Oh, well. What was the name last time we did this that made me laugh? Katarina McIntosh. Well, it is fall, and you know, soup is a big fall dish.
I hate soup.
Really? Soup is like up there for me.
Fuck
really?
Soups. Yeah. I hate soups.
I'm a chili guy.
That's chili's not really same. Good,
but it's not soup.
That's different.
All right.
Chili's fucking unbelievably good.
I guess we'll do it on like scale of 1
before
to 10.
Before a football game, chili, dude.
We'll do it on a scale of 1 to 10. Chicken noodle soup.
Go-to reliable.
This is like, when you're sick, it is goated.
Mm-hmm. When I'm sick, I don't want to eat anything. But
something about chicken noodle. I'm going to give it a 6.
I was going to say like 6.5.
Is probably I was going to go like a 6-8 just because it's reliable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like
Progresso soup is
But there's
horrible.
Sometimes there's not enough noodle.
Mm-hmm.
There's more chicken. I'm like, get this chicken. The chicken's like large squares.
Yeah. I like shredded chicken in my chicken noodle.
Same.
What?
Was that a phone vibrating?
That was a Bart.
Bart?
A Bart? Simpson?
That was a Bart.
Marge? Can you do a Marge Simpson impression?
Homie.
Yeah,
oh my God.
That was good. That was good. I can't do
what
it.
What the? No. I'm going to do that the whole day. I'm not going to do that again. I'll point out later. I'm doing too much to Penguin, and I guess that helped out.
Broccoli cheddar. Bussin'.
I have a soup in mind, and if you have it on there, I'm going to be so happy. But I'd go chicken noodle over brock ched.
Really? Oh, I'm giving brock ched like a 7.
Overall, at a restaurant, brock ched for sure.
Oh, yeah. Although, I don't think I've ever gone to a restaurant and ordered chicken noodle.
I don't think I've ordered soup at a restaurant since like 2018.
I've gone to like Panera. Panera has banging soup.
Yeah, but Panera sucks.
Okay, it doesn't, but all right.
Okay.
I love
Panera. There's cinnamon bagels, the cinnamon crunch bagels.
Those are good.
Oh, my God.
Favorite bagel? Asiago for me. I'm a cheese guy.
I don't know if I'm like that fancy.
I eventually will grow up from Cinnamon Crunch, but it's still there.
No, it's bus. It's bussing.
Yep.
And the honey cream cheese.
Yep.
I'll drink cream cheese. Okay, continue.
Okay. Baked potato soup. Sometimes it can be too thick for me.
Sometimes, yeah.
I'm not about
it. I'm probably going to go back up a 6.
I was going to do a 6.
I'll go a 5-8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomato soup. Ugh.
Do we have grilled cheese?
You have to.
Yeah.
With
if it's
grilled
on its
cheese,
own, it's a 1.
With grilled cheese, 8-0.
I don't even eat tomato soup with a spoon. I'll only just dip it in like a grilled cheese in it.
With grilled cheese, 8-0. Without grilled cheese, about a 4-6.
Yep. I'm gonna go 7-5. Yeah. French onion.
Disgusting. Throw it in the garbage. I hate it. 2-1.
This is my girlfriend's favorite soup, and I've never understood it.
Really?
Gross. Yeah. I just can't.
It's too French.
It's too salty.
Oui, oui.
Too onion.
4.
I'll probably go like 3. Clam chowder, get it out the window. Is a chowder a soup? What is chowder? Great show.
I know broth.
Rotter.
I know broth is like the liquid in soup.
I think so.
Chowder is like a relative of soup. I think it's like the weird cousin in the back that no one likes.
It's like a difference between a shake and a malt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Clam chowder sounds exactly like what it is.
Which team are you on, by the way, for that?
What do you mean?
Depends on the flavor. Usually a shake guy.
What?
Or what?
Chocolate.
What?
No, that's the flavor I'm saying. Malt or shake?
Oh, malt.
Malts are way better, but I feel bad making them make it because it takes twice as long.
It's malt. I don't even know. Like, I like the difference.
It's really thicker and made with malt powder. And
you know
different.
The inside of a Whopper? That's malt.
What?
Like the inside of a Whopper.
Oh,
like
I thought you meant I was thinking Burger King. I was like, what?
Whopper.
Why didn't I think Burger King first? I thought the stupid candy, the
that's,
bowl.
That's malt. Yeah. I don't like Whoppers.
The best part about Whoppers is the wrapping, right? Mm-hmm. And then you can.
No, literally. Yeah, it's like edamame. You just
yeah.
Chicken tortilla.
I don't think I've ever had that as a soup.
It's like Mexican soup. It's good.
I'm sure that's fire. It sounds great.
I'd probably give it like an 8.
No, I think I've had that before. It's like. It is about a 7, I think, from what I've had. It's pretty good.
Chicken tortellini. I don't know if you've had chicken tortellini.
Squidward.
It's basically chicken tortellini is just basically chicken noodle soup minus the noodles. You just add tortellini.
Oh, so
it's like
tortellini smacks.
I love tortellini
so, good.
So much.
Oh, it is good.
Chicken tort is probably
that's up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, last one, and this is probably my favorite, is the Olive Garden gnocchi soup. So good.
So I good. Love gnocchi.
Give it to Crown, not the KSI, but to that soup, dude.
Yeah.
That shit's good.
Yeah.
Gnocchi.
You dip the breadsticks in.
I hate Olive Garden, like, Dude, you go it's there. You so go there to have a time. Why are these people dressed up?
Yeah, no.
You're just hanging out.
People who dress up are absolutely wild.
It has to be the most pretentious restaurant.
Oh my god.
As far as like the people that go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go. You go there though with your friends. Just
unload.
Have a time.
Breadsticks.
It's kind of like Texas Roadhouse with the bread. Yeah. Just like.
Mm-hmm. Not as good, but more comfortable.
Well, I'm a savory over sweet, so I that's why.
For breakfast too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just like, I don't really have a sweet
tooth. I go through moods.
My thing, okay. Like, eggs will always be my number one, like, breakfast item.
Like an omelet?
So that'll be, like, the savory, I guess. Okay. Yeah. But French toast will always be Here's my number one.
French toast is goated. I also, like, if there's cinnamon rolls, I'll go cinnamon rolls all day.
Mm. I've had a cinnamon roll since 2020.
They get really sweet. And I know we just came off of French toast, but French toast is, I don't think anything will dethrone that.
French toast is literally just bread dipped in egg, right? And then just
cinnamon. Yeah. Some sugar sometimes.
Cinnamon.
No, I can fuck up like an everything bagel though with like eggs.
Mm. Where are we ranking French toast, pancakes, and waffles?
I hate this so French much toast because it's different. What can you toast?
What
can you put in a toaster?
Waffles?
Exactly. So they're not the same.
They're the same.
But you can toast them.
Yeah, but
I think waffles taste the worst, but they're so reliable and so easy that like they got to move it up.
I go French pancake waffle.
That's where I think I'm at.
Because waffle, when you try and spread butter on a waffle, you're going to get some of these holes and then the others are just bare.
Yeah, but when you make like homemade waffles with Waffle Maker, it's just a pancake with ribs, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But Eggos, dude, Eggos are so
I know.
Eggos are so
That's
good.
That's why it's got to be higher, but like quality, it's not. What?
Bangs French toast sticks.
Yeah.
I have some.
Dude, yeah. It's not French toast, but
it's not French toast.
And you could air fry those. You could toast them. You could microwave. You could probably cook on the, like, you can do whatever you want.
They're legit just cinnamon sticks.
Oh, it's so good.
They're so good, though.
What was I going to say?
Toaster strudels, dude.
Pancakes? Mm. Well, yes, but pancakes matter in how big they are.
Mm. Well, and also what they're with, like fruit, like chocolate chip, stuff like that.
Like a perfect size pancake?
Dude, chocolate chip pancakes,
if it's too much chocolate, is kind of a lot.
I agree.
You need a good amount.
I'm a fruit guy with it. I like fruit more.
Mm.
Do you like blueberry. Cereal with fruit? Fruit with cereal? Fruit with cereal? I didn't get that. It's always on commercials. I'm like, what are we doing?
I know why.
Especially like Frosted Flakes or shredded wheat.
With like stuff berries? Like
that. Yeah.
No.
Only berry cereal I'm eating is Captain Crunch with berries.
Yeah, those are berries.
That aren't real berries. Berries.
No. I haven't had Captain Crunch in a millennia.
Oh, you got to recondition your mouth for that.
Yeah.
You need to prep.
Yeah.
It'll cut you.
Yeah, I know.
Mouth
Fast.
Callus.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but the sugar goes in your bloodstream way faster. And then
it hurts.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's crazy.
It's so awesome, though.
But it's a good pain.
You know what cereal I just never fucking got was Cookie Crisp. It doesn't taste like cookies.
They break
at
your
all.
Teeth.
It does not taste like cookies.
You know why I liked it? Because the mascot, that wolf,
it was
fire.
Yeah, but they were like permanently stale.
Literally.
Yeah, they were really hard.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather just pour a bowl of Chips Ahoy and just put milk in it.
Mm-hmm. Not that I would, but like
I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah,
either,
if you have to choose, do that.
That's a lot.
That's yeah.
Were you guys big like Reese's Puffs or Cocoa Puffs fans?
Oh fuck yeah! Reese's Cocoa Puffs. I'm not
eat
a
them
Cocoa
up,
Puffs
eat them up,
guy.
Eat them up.
I like
up,
Reese's
up.
Puffs. Take the cake.
Mm-hmm. I literally, when I was younger, liked the cereal with the best commercial.
So it worked. Marketing worked.
Cocoa Puffs. As a 6-year-old, yeah. Reese's Puffs fire. Fruit Loops when they're trying to find the treasure. I'm like, yeah.
Tricks were great until they got horrible.
Yeah, they just. Mm-hmm. They stopped working at like 2009. Yeah. They're like, I'm done.
I really liked the last new cereal I think I ate was Crave.
I remember those.
I mean, it was all right. Like, it's all right.
That was late.
It's not my go-to, but.
No, I remember those commercials because it was about
they're
the same
eating
time.
Each other.
Yeah, but like, dude. So did Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
The commercials of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, they're like fighting each other for the spot. That was fire. It's like Gladiator of cereal. That was about that.
They'd lick each other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a lot. I have something on here. It's really random.
Ooh.
What would be we were talking about earlier, the UFC walkout song.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't on here, but I just thought about that. What would be say your song right now.
It would be Danger from the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse soundtrack.
That is the worst fucking thing
danger?
Ever.
Danger.
That's so bad.
Can't stop me now.
You're getting knocked out.
No, I'm not.
Round one. Dude.
You'll do nothing. You'll do fucking nothing.
I think mine would be from like a Dune soundtrack. Show. You know when the Dune 2 and the worms come out of the thing and they're attacking the thing? That'd be, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty epic. I think mine would be orchestral as well, like that. Something crazy.
Oh, yeah. Something orchestral. Yeah, no words, no lyrics.
Yeah, no, you got to do some kind of villain soundtrack.
Because if you do like lyrics, you got to like, because John Jones is coming home.
Is that his always?
He did it, and I don't know, he did it one time at least, but like, that's pretty cringy walk up UFC song.
Well,
but for him,
like if he can
do whatever he wants, but
John Jones can do what he can. That man does not have to abide by.
He could do whatever he literally wants.
Yeah,
which is terrifying.
Yeah,
what would yours be?
Well,
if you say Metallica, I'm gonna lose it. Some of it can't. Some of it would work.
No, it's gonna be orchestral. I'm just trying to think of a movie, like specific stuff because I haven't really thought about that realm. Dune would probably be the best newer one that I can think of.
Pacific Rim Uprising. Transformers or like New Divide by Linkin Park.
New Divide.
The intro know. is it Kickstart Your Heart?
Kickstart My Heart for this?
The intro to that song scares me. It's like
that's a good one.
Have you seen The Dirt with Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah, well, it's yeah, but
it's
MGK. He's like black.
Oh, yeah, his tattoos.
Yeah.
He covered his body in black.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Art.
I think he said he had to get rid of that era of himself, but I'm like, you didn't cover the whole thing. First off, no one cares.
Yeah.
You're only kind of relevant because you're dating Megan Fox.
And he was in Bird Box.
Are they still?
He was in Bird Box?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still together.
I remember hearing how they... like drink each other's blood and stuff.
Yep.
Don't know if that's real, but probably not. But I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, it came from their mouths, so maybe either they lied.
I'm like, or down and bro tattoos. I want one. I'm just lazy.
Yep.
But dude, that's covering yourself literally black. Like
that would hurt so bad. Oh, I think I think I heard an interview. It's like it was the most painful.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
No shit. What have you been through?
Yeah.
Maybe something. I might be lying. I don't know. But
kill shot. Maybe I don't know.
Grew up in Ohio. Yeah, unfortunately.
Literally got sent down instantly, and then he started doing emo rock. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And
bye,
he, like, like he could rap, too.
He was not the worst rapper.
Yeah, he had some stuff going, and like, and then it just went for, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it.
But he's dating Megan Fox now, so.
Winning. Maybe.
Maybe.
He's also 6'4", but he also is probably weighs 160 pounds. So skinny.
The only Megan Fox I like is the one with Sam Witwicky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys run through sprinklers as a kid?
Yep.
The greatest thing ever for some reason.
Which one was the go-to one? The one where it was like all the holes and it would go left and go right?
That's
or the one
that
was like... Yeah.
So
no, it's the one.
That
wave.
And then there was another one. Wasn't as powerful, but it was this tube that had like
a
little other worm tube off of it and they'd all go...
Yeah.
No, the wave one, because you had put a slip and slide under it and you had to time it and not get wet.
Dude, slip and slides? I haven't done a slip and slide in ages and I want like a long one.
Dude, my knee would be in the other side. Like it would be off.
ACL would be turning to your...
Slip and slides were so fun.
ACDC. I don't fucking know where that joke
is
going.
You know when like you had like a really scuffed setup, so it was just slip and slide and then grass.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But the water would sit there, so it was just mud.
Yeah.
And it hurt so bad. You could go in supersonic speed.
Well, what we would do at my old house, we had this big hill, and we'd put those, like, you know, the really big black trash bag material?
Yeah.
It was just a roll of that down the hill, and then had the hose at the top and Dawn dish soap.
That's some white shit.
And
yeah.
And as soon as you, like, strayed off of the tarp.
It's like Christmas vacation is in the oil in the sled.
Yeah. It was terrible.
I miss sledding. Sledding is so fun. I went sledding like 2 years ago. I think that's the last time I've been, but
I'm never gonna like mature to like do skiing or snowboarding where I could just sled.
Snowboarding's so fun though.
Yeah, but sledding's sick.
So fun.
I feel like if I tried to pick up either of those two things now at a hill, I would just get laughed at.
Well, we're trying to golf, but anyway.
That's true.
No,
that's way
no,
different.
Same with like water, like wakeboarding. Nah, give me the tube. I'm tubing.
Tubing is a blast. Yeah. I've not had a non-fun time tubing.
If you got a demon on the wheel though, it's a fucking workout.
There was one time, Drew, he has a boat, and
Drew G,
yeah, Drew G, and we were tubing, and it was me and him on the tube, and I was like slipping, so I was like falling off, and I kind of like lost like my grip, so I had to let go, and I started like falling back off the tube. He grabs my life vest and like a superhero just lifts me up, like lifts me towards the front with him, and just puts his arm around me and holds me there. I was like, I just got sunned, but I also got my life saved.
Dude, it's when you're tubing with someone, you don't, it doesn't matter who they are, you're saving them. It's so fun. You're in this together.
I want the tube where it's like a big throne, it's like a chair, and everyone's just sitting.
That's too easy.
No, I want
No, you have to hold on and on your stomach, because then when you're going super fast, you put your like feet and you go with the lake. Oh, it's awesome. Also, when I fall, I don't know what's under me. I'm tired. I'm scared. Pick me up now. Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I try to sit still so like no fish like knows I'm there. Even though they're dumb and don't care.
Yeah.
I don't like
Also, if you're in a water. Lake, there's nothing in a lake.
Shut up. There is, dude. I don't like it.
I like the videos.
It's so dirty. You can't see anything. No. Fuck.
It's mostly piss.
Dude,
oh, I know. I've contributed.
Talking about Black Ops 6.
No. That's too good of a game, and watch it die in like 2 weeks.
No, they did a phenomenal job, at least with the zombies.
Zombies is fucking awesome.
Black Ops 6 won't die in a couple weeks, but it's not. I don't think they can ever make one as iconic as 2 and 3.
No, well, we're also old. So it helps. But no, what I was going to go to, I haven't taken a bath in a minute, like years. Have you?
I've taken like an Epsom salt bath to like whatever for my muscles or whatever.
It's good for you.
Yeah. Okay. I've done that, but not like a bath to cleanse myself.
Like a loungy one.
Like I got up from the bath and took a shower.
You know when the water's going down, it's a mini whirlpool?
Yeah.
You ever want to stick your finger in it?
I do it all the time.
I want to get sucked by a whirlpool, but like
the feeling of it around your fingers.
I think it's because of Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm like, I just imagine the ships going around and around.
Yeah.
Shooting cannons at each other and the storm and the music.
Yeah,
those whirlpools. I love it.
What are your stances on hot tubs? You guys like hot tubs?
Public or private?
Well, regardless. Not like that. Matter.
But like, I think public ones are so gross.
Oh, they are.
Oh,
they're they're gross.
No, private.
Yeah.
For sure. But like, hot tubs are...
I fucking love hot tubs.
I think they're super cool, but I don't know if I'd ever get one of my own.
I used to have a hot tub.
I never had a bad time in a hot tub.
No.
I think it's also because every time I've been in a hot tub, I've been like around people that like I actually thoroughly enjoy.
No, that's true.
If I was in there with someone I hate, I'd probably have a terrible time. Because I'm sweating and I hate you. Like,
plus it's like awkward. You're sitting across from this person while you're in a heated body of water.
Well, it definitely matters who you're with, for sure.
Would you ever go to like, what are those called? Like the hot springs where it's like the runoff from like the mountain and it just fills up pools.
Have you seen Dante's Peak?
No.
Have you seen that movie?
Mm-mm.
Where there's volcanoes going off and they didn't know. Oh my God, this is a terrifying scene. Okay. There's like a hot spring in like the mountains and they didn't know about this earth shit that was going down. Volcanoes, the water's super hot. So they're about to jump in this hot spring and there's bodies because the water was like 300 million degrees. And so they like jump in and
that's terrifying. That
so hot springs scare me because of that.
No, for sure. I've been in one. It was in Costa Rica, I want to say, and it was lit. Like there was one that's like like the one that's like closest to the mountain, that one's hot,
really,
but then it's like it just drops levels, so it gets like cooler and cooler.
Yeah,
no, they're cool though.
Dante's Peak it is. Yep.
I wouldn't go in the ones like with the monkeys though, like in Japan or in Asia. Monkeys are just dookieing in that water.
Dude, monkeys are so fucking funny.
I know.
I would see them, but like also don't go near me. I'll throw a hand.
Do you have a favorite monkey? Mine's an orangutan.
I like orangutans. They're so chill.
I know. They just kind of stand
there. Like, not the Jungle Book one.
No.
He was scary.
The Planet of the Apes orangutan in the first one.
Maurice?
Yeah.
I love that homie. He was the god.
Orangutans are also, I guess, apparently supposed to be really aggressive.
Yeah, they're dangerous. I think they're like the most aggressive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. A monkey will rip your arm off, your face off. Yeah.
Easy. Yeah, that orangutan that just goes and grabs that guy and just, well, I'm going to keep you here forever because I can.
Yeah.
No, Caesar's pretty cool. Koba sucked.
Yeah.
Caesar.
Koba.
I'm Caesar. Literally basing my judge of monkeys on Planet of the Apes.
Was Koba the bald one?
Yeah, he was a bad guy.
Scars.
Caesar is home.
Caesar! Koba!
How many movies are there now? Like 4?
All good.
Really?
More than 4. Right?
No, there's 4.
I actually heard the fourth one. The fourth one was good.
Yeah, the Kingdom one. I haven't seen it yet, but apparently it was good.
Yeah.
Imagine like if you're guaranteed to have it, if you had a monkey guaranteed it wouldn't get aggressive, that would be the coolest pet of all time.
But get off me. It always wants to climb on you.
Every domesticated monkey I've seen, though, has to wear a diaper because they just don't
That's
care.
Fucking disgusting.
And I...
What's terrifying is that they're like, they get like jealous. Like if you bring, yeah. like there's like a story of this one zookeeper brought a monkey a cake because it's his birthday and the rest were like, where's my cake? And they just ripped this woman apart.
Yeah.
Just because they didn't get a cake.
You like, remember the Drake the and Josh Christmas movie that gave that guy a monkey?
Yes.
The cop?
Mm, okay. Yeah.
Oh, I do remember.
What the fuck are we doing there?
I was thinking of Drake and Josh Go Hollywood, which is also a fire movie.
Oh my God, dude. Those Drake and Josh movies are so good.
I think it's hilarious whenever you get those Disney Channel or Nickelodeon movies, how the production quality, like...
It changes.
The camera and cinematography is completely different.
So they looked... Did Schneider work on those movies?
Mm-hmm.
God, I forgot about that.
I didn't know about that.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy. Dude, I know all that shit's awful, but looking at him, how can you not tell?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I look at the guy and like, oh, duh.
He's got problems.
He's got feet stuff. He likes kids. Like, what are we doing? And also, I was watching like iCarly clips on my TikTok. Like, those jokes weren't
appropriate. Like,
not like explicit, but like
the Zoe 101.
What the kids doing? I'm like, what are we? Yeah. Yeah, that was a bad
joke.
Those
were bad.
Those were really bad.
Zoe 101?
Yeah.
That's bad, but whatever.
And they're like, okay, yeah, I'll
explain. I also got like, I don't know, all the kids coming out now after all this time. Like, dude, what were you?
Yeah.
Dude, well, what are we doing?
Sometimes it makes me wonder how much they did try to come out, but
what?
It was so silenced, like so quickly.
By what?
Money, corporation stuff.
Yeah,
like,
but
legally, because like if you open something.
This
like
happens it, over and over and over with a bunch of things. How do you not like, fuck it, I'll bite the bullet.
Like Diddy?
I'm terrified.
Yeah.
I'm,
Well. Yeah. Like, no, I'm talking more for Diddy. I'm talking about the celebrities, not like the victims for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Diddy thing's terrifying.
Like people who know.
Well,
just like what he probably made so many people
it
do.
It is, but the media is connecting every single crime ever
to Diddy.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm like, okay. But everything no, Diddy's it's awful. But unfortunately, it's all going to be conspiracy. There's no way they're going to prove anything.
No.
He's in jail though now. So
you think he'll go to jail? Can he?
He's in jail.
Is he?
But he's got like, he's alone.
Do you not have bond?
Suicide watch.
I don't know. I think he did, but then he didn't. I don't remember.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Suicide watch, but like
he was put on suicide watch like within 24 hours of
you. No, it's understandable.
It's arrested. Fake. A lot of inmates say that because they want extra attention to treat you better.
Yeah.
Well, it also,
like all of them, it was brutal.
Yeah.
Because some, you know, but.
Well, it's just like one of those things where we're never ever gonna get a full
it's like Epstein
understanding of everything that happened.
Like, Epstein too, same thing.
Yeah, it's
and you know there's these Diddy party lists or whatever, and they're like, oh, we're gonna release these or whatever.
That doesn't prove anything.
Yeah, but can you imagine like what happens if they start to like pursue or prosecute other celebrities that knew this stuff was happening? Like how much of Hollywood would be affected, and that's exactly why they won't.
They're not gonna do that.
Yeah,
too much money. Like no,
there's too much happening,
which sucks. But like,
yeah, it just won't happen.
He put out some good albums, though.
I'm gonna like. I think I thought about this with my coworkers, not knowing what happened at the Diddy parties. If you got invited, would you have gone?
If
I knew nothing,
me too.
If I knew
I would have
nothing,
gone to a. Who wouldn't have gone to a P. Diddy
Are you kidding
party?
Me? I'm going. Is he like LeBron? What up?
Well, like from your understanding, right? If you knew nothing about
party
Diddy,
like Diddy
parties,
party.
Yeah, and you're invited
That's what you said.
By him. And
yeah, I know. He you think he did stuff? Dude, LeBron's got no flaw in his career. That I might know. Be it.
That's what I'm saying. If it comes out.
Good family, no crime, no drugs, just the one of the greatest ever. Mm-hmm. Nothing's, there's a dark side somewhere.
Diddy party.
No, probably like a Diddy body.
Even if it's him just knowing what was happening instead of actually doing something.
And he's got like the biggest platform following like in the world. No.
He's definitely the
That's
he's,
insane.
He's definitely
insane. Like top 10.
He's definitely the biggest American athlete probably
ever
of all time. Yeah.
Yeah. So if anyone should say something, probably be him. But who knows?
Ain't no party like
a Diddy party. Also, again, looking at Diddy now, his face.
Yeah.
Dude, these things can be predicted.
And just guilty. These, just the interviews, like all the interviews coming up and like the way that he's talking. I'm like,
Name one creep that like, you just pop your jaw.
Yeah, on accident.
You good?
Yep.
Okay. Name one creep that didn't look like a creep.
Yeah.
Like name one somebody like, oh, I didn't see that coming. It's like, look at him.
Ted Bundy didn't look too.
Well, he's a psycho.
His whole thing was that he was good at not.
He literally has no emotion.
I know, it's crazy.
So that's his thing. He's got, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a personality thing, though. That's not like him looking Ted Bundy.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Serial killers are different, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, Dahmer, maybe the glasses, but that was before Dahmer glasses, like, were a thing. John Wayne Gacy's fucking that shit.
Yeah.
That is definitely also close to us.
Yeah, it was Wisconsin.
So no, it was Illinois.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah, you're right.
Dahmer is Milwaukee.
Yeah. So is Ed Gein. Ed Gein was up there. That's the next Monster series is really? Ed Gein. Yeah. Oh. That'll be sweet.
I'm tired of documentaries like that, dude.
I don't know. I like it. I think it's cool.
I watched like 3 episodes of the Menendez brothers, but
it was good.
Dahmer, I think, will always be the best one.
John Wayne Gacy had children.
Oh.
He had 2 kids.
In his basement.
More than 2.
Serial killers are so cool and interesting.
I mean, he was necrophiliac too, so.
No, yeah, he.
Like Mindhunter?
He, yes, he did 33 young men.
Who?
Gacy.
Jeez.
Wow.
It was Chicago. I'm trying to find where in Chicago. Because Chicago's kind of big.
Kind of.
I don't know.
Apparently,
a killer clown?
Yeah.
That's fucking terrifying. And then he like put them under their floorboards, his floorboards. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Apparently there's a serial killer in Chicago right now.
Yeah.
Which is nuts.
Which is, okay, obviously bad.
Mm-hmm. Terrifying.
But getting away as a serial killer now with all the cameras and
it's
shit.
Impressive.
Yeah. That's scary.
Evolving mm-hmm. in a bad way.
Yeah.
Although the Atlanta child murder one, like that serial killer that never got caught technically.
Mm-hmm.
They think he just died out.
Mm.
Kind of really interesting.
Yeah.
Did they ever find the Zodiac killer? They think they did, right?
So here's the thing. Movie, awesome movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then end of the movie, never found him. Okay.
Okay.
And then like, I think it was like a couple of years ago, like 2018, they're like, hey, we finally proved it. He died like 7 years ago. Yeah. It's like, cool. Why'd you tell me? I didn't even know that.
I've never seen
He was like never that. In like the movie. So like, they just got it wrong, which makes me watch Zodiac and be like, wow, this is so off.
Yeah, that's so funny.
No, but, I was like, they were like, oh, we think we found this guy. And it was all the stuff that lined up with like the kills and some of the stuff he had.
Are you talking about the movie or like real life?
Real life.
Okay.
And yeah, I remember you and I were talking about it and it's like, okay.
Dave Fincher, thanks for the awesome movie, but it just not like giving close. They were just so wrong.
Yeah.
True story movies are rough. When like making true story movies that's like kind of recent is always a risk.
Yeah.
Like Blindside. Like
I think us living
way
through,
off.
I think us living through an event and then it's made into a documentary.
Although documentaries are fine. How about movies? Because when LeBron like retires, that LeBron documentary is going to be fucking wicked.
That's going to be so sick.
Well, we have to wait till these Diddy stuff.
We'll see.
Or
there'll still be one.
Oh, no, I'm saying like, but if it's like, because from high school till now, he hasn't done one bad thing as a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
With all that money, I'm doing stupid shit. I'm getting a Panther, getting a jet, like I'm not. I'm buying so many stupid animals.
What did Tyson have? Did he have a tiger?
Tiger.
Yeah.
Well, was that real or was that just hangover?
Mike Tyson.
No, it was real.
It was real.
Yeah, but like, I don't think he had it around him. It was like Michael Jackson owned a giraffe.
Really?
He bought a giraffe, but it was just still over there. Like, it wasn't roaming around his house.
Oh, he's like, fine.
Although, if I had some land and like some woods, I would have a giraffe and name it George.
George.
Right?
George.
What other? Melman.
Melvin,
sorry.
Yeah,
but that's Schwimmer.
Who voiced Melvin? Oh, David, yeah.
Schwimmer.
Good job.
Did you play Call of Duty Ghosts?
Yep.
I know you did. Right now, can you, didn't?
No, I go ahead.
Can you name 3 Call of Duty Ghost guns?
Nope. Honey Badger?
Okay.
That's the only one I remember any sort of.
I know, I know a couple.
Scorpion?
That was Black Ops 2.
I know, but was there a Scorpion and Ghost?
I don't think so.
Can you name me?
Hmm?
Well,
there was a Honey Badger. But if we're, you already said that, sure. So no. The AK-12, I think, was the AK in that game.
Hold on. Let me.
I think AK-12, the Bulldog.
Oh, I remember the Bulldog.
And then what was the shotgun? That was like the KSG, where you got like the slug and it was like a one shot. What was that called?
The Remington.
Remington. That was an AR though, right?
Yeah, AK-12, Remington, Honey Badger, yeah. What are the subs? Where does COD Ghost rank for you?
not high, but not that low. Like, it was
not
fun.
The worst.
It's definitely, it's got the coolest title.
It's
and the coolest soundtrack.
The campaign was lit.
That's a sick title thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the campaign was fire.
Yeah, and this music. Yeah, was that Survival?
That was Survival. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't rank too high, but it doesn't rank.
Why do people hate Infinite War? Fair.
I don't know.
It's
MWR came out at the same time.
Yeah, but that was the first regurgitated game, I think, of like not a whole lot changed or was new.
Well, they tried to. I think. Wait, did Advanced Warfare come out before Black Ops 3?
Yes.
I think Infinity War or Infinity Ward, whoever made Infinity Warfare.
Infinity Ward.
They just tried to copy Black Ops 3 and they just whiffed it.
Mm.
It wasn't a bad game, but they whiffed
that Karma 45. Give me it.
Yeah.
What would be your touchdown celebration? Oh my god.
I would learn how to default dance.
I don't even think I'd celebrate. My celebration would be you
Barry Sanders. It just touchdown. Give the ball to the ref and go back to the huddle.
Yeah.
I'm celebrating. Well, what position am I? I guess I'm a receiver. I'm celebrating. If I'm a running back, I'm not because I get the ball all the time. My dancing, dude. The reason I brought this up because you know like the whole they're penalizing for any weapons being shown.
What?
Mm. What do you mean? I didn't know that.
What do you mean?
Like a guy, it was celebrating. Guns. Well, that no, like celebrate with a bow and arrow and they fly. Yeah,
are you serious?
Yeah, any weapons they can't do. NFL rules are fucking dumb. Wow. The refs are
but getting unbearable.
There was one high school kid that like tackled him, made a play, and literally just went like he pulled up his thing, grabbed a gun, and just went
at him.
Yeah, at the defender. Oh, and the ref's like, and the guy's like, dude, you shot him, man.
That's understandable.
Yeah, but the ones where they're shooting out the stadium is sick. Yeah.
Shoot, were they what?
That, shoot, you ever seen that guy that kicks down the door, swings a bat, and just stadium? Yeah. That one, that's sick.
Yeah.
What are we? He's not. I don't know. Like the one pulling out, like
that's crazy.
That's
hilarious. Far. That's so funny. No, shoot up the stadium though. Well, for celebrations, I don't get why. That's awful.
Yeah. I like team celebrations when they all. Oh, dude.
Oh,
yeah. The Baker Mayfield one where he slides and it's like the
takes a photo.
Yeah. Dude, that's one of my favorite clips. Baker Mayfield was the coolest fucking quarterback.
Oh my god, he's my guy. Dude. Yeah, because one guy rolled the carpet, the other guy was walking on the carpet, and he just comes in sliding and takes
it. Dude, it's sick.
Any defensive team celebration is awesome too. Although the Keenan Allen one last week, you weren't there. Were they in London? No, 2 weeks ago, because they're bye week. They're in London. So Keenan Allen caught a touchdown. They all sat down and had like a tea party.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's 2018 Bears defense had a lot of Michael Jackson ones. Like team stuff is for sure. You know what? I would do team stuff.
Yeah.
They're way funnier.
Mm-hmm.
I like when they score and like whoever scored it is like trying to like coordinate.
Yeah. Like come on, hurry up. Like, we gotta go. We gotta go.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you're there. They're all excited. They don't know what to do. Or I would give my lineman a ball so he can spike it. I would do that.
Dude, when a big man gets
appreciated.
Yeah. Or that, literally. But like when he picks up a fumble and just starts hauling to the end zone. It's one of my favorite times. That's one of my favorite times in football.
Any running back that like appreciates their O lineman after a touchdown is awesome.
I know.
Because they don't. It.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they do get paid a lot, but
still, they don't get recognized, which is unfortunate.
No, but it's way better now than it used to be.
Yeah, for sure. Big man got to get recognized.
Big bun.
You would Orange Justice it in the end zone?
I'd Orange Justice. Yeah, for sure.
Gross.
Bust out the locker emotes.
The L. Mm. What's the one where you put the L?
Take the L. Yeah.
That's insane to do. That would be overtime touchdown. You do that to the enemy team. I'd flag you of how dumb that is. Take the That's L. what they should do. Refs, if the submission sucks, flag. Oh, that'd be awesome.
I don't know what I'd do. I'd have to look at all the emotes.
Yeah, anything else?
I'm good.
Get out of here. Come on, play zombies.
I'm starving.
Zombies.
But I'm down to play.
Are you hungry? Are you hungry? You're always hungry, though.
I don't know. He did have 11 donuts.
Dude, this kid had 11 donuts and a monster in about a span of an hour and a half.
I don't know how you're alive.
Donut holes.
Yes, you're right. Sorry.
Still, that's like four donuts.
Dude, your gut, your inner gut lining is so fucking gross.
Not gross.
Are you going to like throw it up later?
It's thick.
Gut lining? No, wait, I won't. What was that? Was that the one? Is that what almost made me throw up last time I was here? Someone said gut lining?
Oh, maybe. Well, because so I died at his place. And I threw up all my inner gut lining, like everything.
Oh, yeah,
like literally everything came out.
Gut lining.
Dude,
is
I think
so
I might have been 140 after
That's
that.
How I was last night. I literally thought I was
dying
in a cod mission.
Yeah, but
this is so.
I fell asleep three times on that. Like, I guaranteed fell asleep three times on that.
Oh, floor. I know. We woke you up three times.
And then I came in here and I tried to sleep. And then I 5 seconds go by of me laying down. I'm like, nope.
Yeah, we were out there. We saw you and he's back in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, you're not cool with it, but like, you're okay throwing up though.
Oh, this is going to sound crazy, but I actually, like, I don't mind the feeling at all. Like, it's kind of like it's a very like relieving feeling for me.
No.
Like pain or sneezing?
Oh yeah, like that. Like it's up there. Like I don't mind it. Mm. Like I'll make myself throw up just to like not to feel good. Like
for recreation.
Not like after I eat. I'm not like I don't have like a disorder, but like if I have no problem pulling the trigger.
Yeah. I mean that's like our Avengers level threat right there. We're not doing that.
No.
Thanos throwing up.
The only time I hate it was like last night when you don't give your stomach enough time to digest the food. I threw up that entire McChicken I ate last night and it was just like chunky.
I mean, part of that was probably because it's McChicken.
But it's like, yes. But it's like, you know, it's so chunky that it like kind of clogs your throat and you can't really breathe.
Yeah.
That's what it was happening last night.
With like the
I'm so
after
sorry.
Puke phlegm.
To the people fucking listening to this.
The after what? Puke phlegm. That's APP, dog. Oh God, dude. AP no, squared. Geez.
Oh man.
What's that thing you PPL'd?
Sometime this last week.
I must say, I think it was 2 days ago for me.
I texted Jared a few weeks ago. I just said, PPL sucks. I'm soaked.
PPL means post pee leakage, by the way.
Yeah. It's the worst.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's just a men thing, right? I think so. Right?
I'm sure girls dribble drabble.
I think it happens both ways. I think it happens both ways, but it's way worse with us.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that sucks, dude. I get it at work all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
When you're wearing nice pants.
Yeah. Well, whatever. But yeah, I'm like, what are we doing here?
Mm.
Yeah.
Worst. Can we now, although, dude, APP is disgusting. I hate you. That's going to be my man. We good?
Yeah.
You could do triple P, post-puke phlegm.
What'd you say?
Post-puke phlegm. You could do three Ps.
They talk like the pus.
Like, oh, pus is one of those words, too, that I just don't fuck with. Pus.
Pus.
Post-pus phlegm puke.
Yeah.
No, post-pus.
Now, post-puke...
Phlegm puke.
Pasha.
No. Post-puke phlegm pus.
You go, no, I got this. We're in it now, Vic.
Or pus phlegm. Post-puke pus phlegm.
All right, say that four times fast.
Post-puke pus...
Go.
Post-puke pus...
Keep going. Don't stop.
I can't.
Go.
Post-puke pus phlegm. Post-puke pus phlegm. Post-puke pluck...
Phlegm-puke.
Good movie. We live in time. Okay.
Yeah, good.
Bye-bye.